Jay, it's good to see you.
Wow. It's been a long time, buddy.
It's been a minute. Yeah, things got weird. We stopped podcasting. Anyway, I guess this is hard on podcast.
Yeah.
I for all intents and purposes.
For all intensive, I think you meant to say.
Yeah, I actually thought that's what that meant for the longest time.
Everybody did.
Like, I was that guy that was always correcting people about could care less and couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I was always like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. How can you... What do you mean if you could care less? That means you care. Like, but then I was the same asshole that was like, I thought it was for all intensive purposes because I'm a fucking idiot.
You know, the thing is that the couldn't care less thing doesn't make sense to your point. You're right. You could care less, couldn't care less. I understand your logic there. Intensive purposes actually make sense.
It's a thing. Like, yeah, there is a situation where you could say, for all intensive purposes.
Or like, yeah, exactly.
There is a scenario
like
where
a
you
purpose
could say
that is intensive.
Right.
Right.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah,
I needed
no,
that.
I'm with you.
And
everybody was like that. Everybody thought it was all intensive purposes.
Right.
And then had to act like an asshole after they learned it was intense end purposes.
Right. Right.
It's like when people learn that bury the lead is spelled L-E-D-E instead of L-E-A-D, and then they go, well, yeah. Like, motherfucker, you didn't know that. You could stop that shit short.
Cut that shit out
Cut
right now.
Cut that shit out.
Well, I don't know. Like, there's certain things, though, that, like, I guess like, if you're wrong about something grammatically, it tends to not bother me. I think I've talked to you about this. Like, it bothers me if I do it because I'm really worried that other people think I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But I guess what bugs me is when people go out of their way to say something that they think is correct when it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
Like if I said like, oh, Jay and I are going to go down to the store.
Right.
Jay and I go to the store is correct.
Right.
This
is the I and me thing with you, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I fuck that up all the time.
There is a time where I would say Jay and me.
Right.
But,
Yeah.
Like if I said, like if you ask Jay and I our opinion... That wouldn't make sense because I wouldn't say, well, I opinion is. No, you would say, well, my opinion is. Right. So if you would say Jay and me if you were to ask Jay and me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Anyway, this isn't here for.
Thank
we're
you.
Here for, we're here to get back to nature.
We are.
Holy shit. God damn it. There's a fucking bird just scared the shit out of me.
So we haven't been together. We haven't done this together since I think it was March 9th.
In person?
In person. It was the last time you and I actually saw each other at a podcast. I want to say it was the 9th.
That sounds about right. It was the week of we did a screening of the movie of Middletown.
Yeah.
It was probably the week before that, or was it after that? The night after that, maybe?
No. The night after that, it was done. The night after that, Friday night after that, it was over. We did the movie screening on the 12th, Thursday the 12th.
You're right.
Friday.
And that's when everything
ended. Thursday
right.
night, basketball ended.
So that was the last time we actually saw each other.
Yeah.
I saw you a couple times here and there. Like, you dropped something off at my house.
Yep.
And then, like, I think I dropped something off to you. Like, yeah. So, like, but other than that, we hadn't hung out in months, and it's been weird.
Yeah. Haven't podcasted together in four months. The day after tomorrow will be 4 months.
Wow.
An entire third of the year has come and gone.
And then we kept that shit going.
We did. The basement tapes.
The basement tapes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I think you and I both got to a point where we're like, everybody, the world's going to shit. And I don't think either of us were in a place to be podcasting. Because every time we would sit down to record a podcast, it just turned into us complaining about the world.
Ranting.
And that's not what people tune in for.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, if that's what people want, I mean, I guess we could start like a hate cast where we just fucking bitch about everything.
The oh god cast, right?
But to our original point, we are together. We're in the same place. We're in the same physical location.
Mm-hmm.
However, social distancing is
the name of the game.
It's the name of the game, and I am a good, I would say, about 7 feet away from you.
Yeah. I'm 3/4 of a minute bowl away from you.
We're about a bowl away from
we're
each other.
Bowl, yeah.
but yeah, and we're outside.
It's nice out here.
You know, parts per million, germs in the air, I guess. We felt this was a safe alternative. There's the Chuctanunga Creek.
Yeah.
Is raging next to us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it's raging, but it's babbling.
We have a babbling brook. There's birds.
Yeah.
We went from the sterile, sterile's not the right word.
That's the opposite of.
We went from the dilapidated mall.
Yep. Which is so weird because, like, you moved into this place right as everything started.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, like, weird that, like, this will be the post-COVID office.
Yeah.
Because it feels, and even though they weren't related, it will always feel like.
Yeah,
that was the transition time.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, you're right. The before time was the mall time.
Yeah.
And this is
before in the mall.
In the before days.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, in other parts of the country, I think they have a lot worse than we do. I think
True.
Right now we're in relative, we're as safe as two people can be in the United States living in our particular mm-hmm. area. So it's not all bad. The rest of the world and the country is burning, but
True. There are spikes here and there.
Sure.
In our area.
Fires that need to be put out.
Yep. But you have been, under lock and key
for fucking the past maniac.
4 months.
Yeah.
I was laid off for a while and then working from home, and I'm still just working from home. So I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I only see other people who are also
lunatics
who are locked into their house. Yeah.
We did something the other night on 4th of July. We went over to our friends. It's the first time I've been out socially since this whole thing started. And they're crazy, like me.
Like in a good way?
Like in a good way.
Right, right.
So it's been real.
In the better safe than sorry way.
Yeah, real, right. Really locked down. And, they have a couple kids, too. So when we got there, the dad was like, okay, girls, like, yeah, let's just not hug and let's make sure we're distant.
Yeah,
and we're normally, like, when he's like that in normal times, I'm like, oh, come on, calm the fuck down. But this actually made me warm. Like, I don't have to be the asshole that has to be like, all right, listen, girls.
It's like you got a break.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice not
it's
to
It's somebody
have
else's
to be,
turn.
Yep. So it was weird to be around adults. It was also unexpectedly exhausting. Like, I was tired by the end of the night.
Oh, sure, because you're so used to not doing that.
Like, nothing. Yeah. Yeah, and then and not having other, adults to speak to besides the one I live with.
Right.
And just kind of being in that little echo chamber. It was, so it was the first time. First time in 4 solid months.
And I think, things are slowly. Here, things are. Like, in other states, if you're listening to this in fucking Montana, look out.
Yeah.
Look the fuck out.
What's the funniest part, right? Like the South is like, the fucking world's collapsed. And we're like, yeah, I know, we did that.
Yeah, we did
that
already,
guys.
And now
we're getting better, so stay the fuck away from us.
Yeah. And now, if you go to those states and come here, it's like, well, sorry, you need to lock yourself in your fucking room for 2 weeks.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, things are, the local baseball team's back at it.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but
under, weird kind of.
Yeah, they're doing double headers, 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, you have to get a table.
Yep. Because that's the weird thing. So crowds aren't allowed, but outdoor dining is allowed.
Yeah.
So therefore, there just happens to be a patio for outdoor dining right next to the baseball field.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I get it. That's cool. Yeah. I'll probably check it out at some point.
Yeah, you live a block away now.
I'm right there.
It's very nice. You'll be able to sit on your porch and listen to the crack in a bat.
Dude, at my old house, you could hear the PA from the field.
Yeah.
So I'm even closer now. So it's going to be loud.
Wait until those Shuttleworth fireworks go off.
Oh, dude, they're going on now. Like motherfuckers in my backyard. Like, I'm telling you, dude. Like, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want to be a fucking fuddy-duddy.
Oh, here comes old Uncle Sean coming off the porch.
I don't want to make a big deal out of it. No, but seriously, I don't understand fireworks. I see the appeal if you're going to a big show.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like this, the spectacle of it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like fucking Disney World or 4th of July.
Yeah.
Like fucking monster fireworks. Like I get that. I see the appeal in it.
Yeah.
Like a nice coordinated fucking.
And the rocket's red glare.
Absolutely. The bomb's bursting in air.
Yeah.
But Jim Smith up the road with his fucking coffee can in his driveway, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't want to. Don't invite me over. I'm not interested. I don't get it, man. Yeah. Are you into him? You're allowed to be into him. I'm just saying this is me. I don't get it. I think it's loud, obnoxious, and you're being disruptive. That's my opinion.
I don't care about the loud thing. I'm ambivalent. Like, I guess when I had the kid, you know, it became different because it was like, oh, look it. You know, it was something to show them. So sure. It was like a nice thing. But I never bought them. And I don't care. I'm a real, like, give or take. To me, it's like 16th century entertainment. Like, oh, look at this sky. Look at it's pretty. I'm like, is it? I have a fucking Xbox. Like, I mean, not for nothing.
I don't know. I do enjoy a good marionette.
Jesus Christ. A puppet?
The Muppets, maybe. Like, I'm a big fan.
Sure.
Big fan. Who's your favorite Muppet?
Think
about it. Get back to me.
Fonzie.
I'm just... Fonzie? Yeah. You mean Fozzie?
Yes.
The Fonz?
The Fonz. Arthur Fonzarelli is my favorite Muppet. Let me finish. It's because he was being puppeted by the Cunninghams.
Right.
He was a tough guy, you see, but he had to pretend to be a nice guy.
Right.
Because of Mr. and Mrs. C. No, not Fozzie. Ralph is my favorite.
Ralph's cool.
Yeah. Mostly because his name isn't Ralph. It's Rolf. Like, and it's funny because he's
is
a dog.
True? I thought his name was Ralph this whole time.
I think it's Rolf, which is German and weird.
Super German, especially when that shit came out, like, back in the 70s, yeah. Right? So it was like...
Don't trust Rolf.
Are we cool with Germany at that point? I mean, I guess we were. I wasn't there. I don't know.
Originally, he was a German organ grinder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Let's just say I was involved in a lot of experiments.
Involving twins. What? Yes.
Plays the piano pretty.
He does
pretty good. Tickles the ivories.
I like that he's like a, he's got like a smoker's voice,
right? You know, there's all like the ancillary fucking like Muppets that like you got your core,
sure,
right? You know what I mean?
Piggy Kermit,
Gonzo,
Fozzie.
Yeah, that's like your main group right there.
That's and the then, big four. Yeah,
yeah.
Then you got like Beaker,
right? And Professor. Honeydew.
Yeah. Honeydew and Beaker.
And
right.
Professor Bunsen Honeydew, something like
that. That's it.
Yeah.
Then you got the Dr. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem Band.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Animal plays the drums.
Animal's a drummer.
Yeah.
These are the Muppets, folks. In these case are you the haven't Muppet- known.
I don't know if you've heard of the Muppets, but like, I do love some Muppet movies. Like Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Every year, sure. I'll watch it. And you know what's funny is, as a kid, there's a song in that movie called The Love Is Gone, and it's Michael Caine singing. Nobody's into that. Love Michael Caine.
Right.
But nobody tunes into the fucking Muppet Christmas Carol to hear Michael Caine.
Yeah.
All like, the love is gone. Yeah. Like, nobody tunes into that. And so we skipped it all the time. I swear to God, if you watch that shit on Disney Plus now, they took it out.
They just sensed it.
They were like, nobody likes this shit.
Maybe Mike Caine was like, yeah, what? That's the single most embarrassing thing I've ever done. Cut the old man a break, would you? Yeah.
There's a new Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
Do you remember the old Muppet Babies?
Of course.
Yeah, of course, right? There's a new one.
Hmm.
So, because we've been watching our niece a lot lately, and then there's a new Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, great, fucking Muppet Babies. Like, I'll get into that with you. Yeah, kid, let's watch some fucking Muppet Babies. There's a new Muppet. And it's like a penguin, which here's what I don't get. They're Muppet babies.
Yeah.
Right? But we've already seen the Muppets as adults.
Huh.
Where'd this fucking penguin go?
It worked as a prequel.
That's what I'm saying.
This doesn't work.
This doesn't work. Because now you can't introduce new characters in a prequel.
No.
That without explaining what
happened. What's the story? What's the backstory with this Muppet?
I don't know too much.
Okay.
It's just another Muppet as far as I know.
Okay.
And... what's going to happen? Like, I assume there's going to be an episode where they die, right? Because that's the only thing that makes sense.
Sure.
Because...
Is Nanny in it?
Yeah. I think they call her something else. Like, Mrs. something? Miss okay. something?
So there it is. So she... So this was before
this
the
new
OG...
Age
right,
Muppet
but
Baby.
This is like before the OG Muppet Babies in the timeline.
Technically,
the,
right?
The penguin dies at the hands of this nanny, and then
sure.
she gets fired, goes uh-huh. to jail. New nanny, who is old nanny, comes in.
Right, so these are infant Muppet Babies.
These are infant.
And then, like, the old Muppet Babies toddler. Are, like, toddler age Muppet Babies.
Yep. Loud pipe save lives, Sean.
That's what they say.
There it is.
Yeah. In case you guys are hearing. Like I said, we are outside.
We're outside. And it's beautiful July evening.
Cars. I'm surprised it's been as quiet as it has been, actually.
It's not bad.
What's the point of that? See, this is what the problem is. I just don't like loud noises, apparently.
Loud
fireworks,
noises.
Cars.
Yeah.
All of it, yeah. Man. And Finn freaks the fuck out.
Sure.
During fireworks. And I don't know what it is, man. Like, I actually, like...
It's common.
I stormed out of my house a few nights ago. Not on 4th of July, because I figured on 4th of July, I get it. Fine. That's what you do, right? But, like, it's like people were, like, practicing all week.
Practice run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where I don't know where they buy this shit.
In the fucking kiosk at the Walmart parking
lot.
No,
that's the thing. They're letting off fucking,
oh,
like,
big ones?
Pro-grade.
Well, then they're getting
fucking,
from,
like...
From, you know, we're surrounded by a bunch of firework legal states. That's where they get them.
Great.
Pennsylvania.
Then do it, like,
Massachusetts. Vermont.
But, like, I don't want to call the cops, because I feel like that's a bitch move.
That's a bitch move.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. And, like, what if I happen to have a party sometime, and I don't realize how loud I'm being?
They're going to call the cops. Although, to your point, Sean, to back mm-hmm. you up here... Now, listen, I am of the mind of, like, let them fucking go. They get to do it once a year, once in a while, whatever. I know dog freaks out. That's a dog thing. I totally get it. But I will say this. They are doing that shit. There's no mistaking the noises those are going to make. If you have a party in your backyard,
true,
and everybody's there for 6 or 7 hours, and you get a little drunk, and the music gets a little loud, and people start... Okay, that's an unintentional consequence of mm-hmm. a party. But these motherfuckers are lighting them on purpose.
Dude,
that's the only thing they're there for.
I should have, like, recorded it. Like, I'm telling you, dude, yeah, like, I felt the house move. Like, I'm telling you. Like, and I, like, stormed out of my house as if I was going to, like, fucking, like... Throw some
dress.
Hands.
Yeah.
Like, I Kieran was pissed because I left my phone in the house. I just stormed out. I just literally threw my shoes on and walked out the door.
Sean, where are you going?
And I'm
Sean's
like,
gonna go catch this smoke.
And I found the house that was setting them off, right, and I just fucking stood in the driveway, yeah, like a psychopath.
Hey, Dan.
And then there was another neighbor, like, outside of his house,
honey,
essentially doing the same thing I was doing.
Okay, okay.
And we're both like, you fucking see this shit. Yeah.
You can say something? No. You? No. Let's just stand here and look crazy. Your wife in the window? Yup. Yours? Yup.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess that's it. I'll see you later.
Well, you better cut it out.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm telling you.
I think we got our point across by standing here passive-aggressively.
And on top of that, you know, close proximity, non-social distancing, no mask, whatever. I mean, there's that, and that's on top. That's a whole another. That's another whole layer.
I fucking go yesterday. I went somewhere yesterday.
I will say this. If you're looking for a place to go grocery shopping, Aldi, I think, is your best bet.
Really?
Because literally every single person in there had their mask on. Every single person had their mask on, was doing it right, fucking kept their distance when you went down an aisle. Like, but you can't... Any other store I've been to... Fuck that. They threw all that shit out the window.
Yeah. Yep.
And for all the people that are claiming that masks are bullshit, what about the social distancing? I don't want to go down this road and get, like, pissy and shit.
It'll just make us mad.
I know. But but I was thinking this the other day. I'm like, okay, if you legitimately think that masks are bullshit, you're wrong, but fine. But then explain why everybody's on top of each other, you know, hanging out.
It's because they're selfish.
Exactly.
They don't care. It doesn't apply to them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one time where it affects everybody else that doesn't, yep, give a shit about their stupid ass.
Yeah.
And that's what makes me crazy.
I did see something that I was having a conversation with you about, and then I was like, and then I actually saw it in person, and I was like, fuck, that actually bugs me way more than I thought it would, but I need to be cool about it. I saw a woman with a Trump 2020 mask on. And because you and I were talking about,
yeah,
like, even if you wear a fucking Trump 2020
yeah.
mask, or a mask that says, like, I think this is bullshit,
but
I'm wearing it anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we were joking about, like, even that's fine. And then I saw a woman in a store with a Trump 2020 mask on, and I was like, fuck, she's wearing it.
Yeah.
She's wearing a mask. All right.
We'll take it.
Fucking bitch, voting for the fucking.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what's the line? Do you think if you see the mask that says white power, you're like, fuck?
Oh, that we have to have a problem with, right?
I mean, I guess you have to defer to the minority at that point. You look over at them yeah, and they go like, nah, it's for the greater good. And you're like, all right, thank you. All right. Hey, I'm not cool with this, but thank you.
What if instead of the whole, like, just the face mask, they go complete white
hood?
Complete,
yeah.
They're like, well, at least my face is covered. And I'm like, fuck, he's right.
And everybody in the store looks over at the black dude. Like, what do you want to do?
Okay? Is this
okay? What do you think?
Yeah, well, he's covering his mouth. I got kids at home, man.
This is complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a complicated
sir, thing. I really wish you wouldn't wear that in here. What the fuck are you talking about? It's a fucking pandemic. It's the only thing I had.
Yeah. It's laundry day. Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. What if we... like fucking face masks that says like my other mask is a hood.
Is a hood.
Yeah, that's not good. We probably shouldn't make those because no one.
Whatever it takes to get these fucking idiots to cover their mouths. Like, please, yeah. Please, let's live on to hate another day.
Right.
Like, just if you yeah. want, if you want to, you know, if you want to pass on your generational racism, you yeah. need to be able to procreate. So
right.
let's just
exactly yeah,
cover
yeah.
your face.
So, hey. Do we have the rights to that music? I don't know. Probably not.
I'll take it out in post.
If people can hear it. I don't even know. See, that's the thing. We hear it, but then on yeah. the mic, you never know. So some shit went down. I was telling you about it. Since we're already going down this road a little bit.
Okay.
I pissed a lot of people off in the past week and a half.
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to talk about
oh,
this.
Yeah, I don't talk about it. I don't give a shit.
Local like, hero, Sean Barnes.
Dude, people got mad at me.
So proud of you.
And so locally, and I guess across the country, or so they'd make it seem, groups of people are getting together. And on the 4th of July, they also did this a few weeks ago on a certain president's birthday, people with boats were getting on to their respective lakes and flying their Trump 2020 flags. And getting in a big parade, a boat parade, or a flotilla, which is a word I'd never heard, but yeah. now have said more times in the last week than I've ever even heard in the rest of my life.
It's a good word.
Flotilla. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. They're getting together. They're meeting at one point of the lake, and they're just flying their Trump flags and yelling and carrying on. See, now it's more old man Barnes.
They're hooting, hollering, and carrying on.
And there was one arranged to take place here.
Yeah.
At our local spot. And
be the second great second dog.
The
leg.
Great second dog of leg. Now I didn't have an issue with the event itself. I mean, I do. I think it's stupid and it makes no sense. I don't because there's no point to it.
Sure.
Like, when was the last time that there was, like, a rally for a sitting president that, like, they weren't going to be there, one, and it wasn't, like, a campaign-funded event, and it wasn't, like, a fundraiser. It was nothing like that.
Right.
It was literally just a bunch of people getting together saying, hey, Trump's great, isn't he? And then making a fucking ruckus going up the lake. And so, despite the fact that I think that that's a stupid event and it makes no sense, I also fully expect people to do stupid shit. I'm not going to stop this event from happening. So, whatever. It's a dumb event. However, in our area, there's this Facebook page that calls themselves like a news page.
Yeah.
The guy who runs this page was straight up promoting this event and advertising this event. And
not a real newsly thing to do.
No. If you want to report on it, fine. If you want to be, if like he was going to be there that day,
sure.
And like shoot video of it and stuff, and say, hey, this is a thing that happened, and did up a like wrote up an article, fine. But like the second, there it is. I saw it too.
I seen it.
Yeah, I seen it. Fireworks going off.
Still daylight, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I have sunglasses on. Okay,
but I had an issue with that, and I posted a thing saying, like, do you know how I know this news page isn't really a news page? And I fucking posted a thing because he created an event on Facebook. And
yeah.
I know this whole thing is going to sound like stupid Facebook drama, but that's 100% what it is, and I recognize that. And then I started shit on his page, which I didn't really mean to. I guess I should say that I didn't mean to, because I called out the page, and I was just like, Oh, so you're saying you're a news organization, but you're also trying like hell to make sure that this event happens. You're supporting a candidate. And I was like, you can be one of two things. You can either claim to be a journalist and report on just things as they happen, or you're an opinion page and a gossip page that, and you can post whatever you want. One of which of those, you're either using your platform with, that has like almost 70,000 people on there to promote a political candidate, or you're also like possibly generating your own news so you can report on it. I think it's both. Which is it? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's you're literally doing something. And he freaked out. He posted this big thing about, like, I don't know if you saw it, but a bunch of people screenshotted it after the fact. And he posted, like, yes, I support the president. I've said it time and time again. And yes. And you don't need me, or I don't need you. You need me. If you want to unfollow my page, fine, but then you won't get the real news. And I'm like,
this is a crazy
holy
person.
Shit, you are a crazy person.
It's a crazy person.
Okay, like, don't get me wrong. I took it a little farther than I needed to go, but I was irritated. And I remember I talked to you, like, right after I saw all this shit.
I was on the phone with you.
Yeah.
And we were talking about something else, and I could tell you were doing something. I could hear clicking. And then you're like, I am creating a Facebook page right now.
So, yeah. So, I created it. So, my biggest issue wasn't the fact that this event was happening. It was just the way that the event had been promoted. Because this thing basically had zero interest. And then all of the interest it gained was through this guy's Facebook page who claims to be a journalist.
He organized...
That was my issue.
He organized the Facebook event.
Correct.
And there was some cloudiness around that, yeah, because he didn't organize the event,
the actual event itself.
What he did was organize the event that was already happening into a Facebook event so that people could share.
Yes. There were two versions of this event. One was created by some group on the lake.
Yeah.
But he even admitted that group has less than 100 followers. So it was trying to find an organizer for this event. And I'm like, well, dude, you're organizing it.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want. Like, say what you want, but you are organizing this now.
Yeah.
And if you're a journalist, you literally shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you're not a journalist.
You're not a journalist. Exactly. That was my biggest issue. My biggest gripe was that this guy claims to be a completely bipartisan journalist.
Dude.
And don't get me wrong. CNN is part, like, is partisan. Fox News, MSN, but like, dude,
yeah, but
they're the big guys. They have fucking sponsors. They're trying to please. You're literally a guy with a phone and a police scanner. Like, you have no reason to use your platform, which has, like I said, 70,000 fucking people follow this guy's page, and in this area, that's a lot of people. That's just about everybody. You know what I'm saying? And like, so he's using his platform to fucking say, hey, check out this great event. That event wouldn't have happened unless he promoted it.
Could you imagine Michael K screaming fuck after like Aaron Judge dropped a foul ball?
Right.
That's it. No. We know who you are. We know by the name of your page who you are,
right.
What you support.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your best. Do your best.
Right.
Michael K was born in the fucking Bronx, went to Fordham University.
Exactly.
You still show up to the game and you deliver.
Mm-hmm.
You deliver the play-by-play.
Exactly.
That's what you do. This guy, just come and deliver the play-by-play.
Exactly. And he's out there trying to, like, promote, you know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's what really got to me.
Sure.
Nothing to do with the event itself. Stupid events like that.
Well, that got to me. The event itself got to me, but for totally different reasons.
Sure. It's a stupid event. You know what I mean? And they say it's like, oh, because everything else on the 4th of July got canceled, so now we're doing this. Great. So, like, if you wanted to have, like, a fucking parade on the lake for 4th of July, because this was on 4th of July.
Yeah, yeah.
Which seems weird, too. Like, if you want to have, like, just a parade on the lake, like, for 4th of July with everybody, you know, with your American flags and your sparklers and shit, and go ahead. But that's not what this was. This was literally a
rally.
Show your support for Donald Trump,
yeah.
As we go up the lake. And that made no sense to me.
Yeah.
And so I created an event called the Anything But the Trump Boat Parade on the Great Saginaw Lake. And I was just encouraging people to do, like, you could do literally anything else that day. That's all I was saying. I was like, you guys could do literally anything else. So click that you're going to my event of doing literally anything else. And it was literally created. I will admit, I created this event just to piss people off.
Yeah. Good.
And
you're right, man.
Yeah. And some people didn't like that. One person shouted me out along with my job to try to get me in trouble at work. That didn't work.
Because you're a snowflake, bro.
Yeah. I'm a fucking libtard.
You are.
Is what I've been... I got called... Like, dude, and I don't care. Like, I know the people who are going to be mad are the people I don't want to like me anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that stuff doesn't bother me. I mean, I did get a little... It did bug me when somebody, like, attacked my job. Like, that's fucked up. Like, you're grasping at straws to attack me.
It's just...
Even though, like, you're worried about your little fucking boat event, you're having it. Go do your thing. I'm not telling you don't go do that.
These are ignorant, like, racist, fucking morons, John.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what they do, it's wrong. So the opposite of that is the right thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like... Don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, I was saying, like, you guys could do literally anything else that day. That's the dumbest thing you could do. Never once did I say, like, you can't have this event.
Right.
Never said you can't do this or you don't have the right to do this. No, like, you have the right and you can. I just think you should do literally anything else.
Yeah.
And so that was the whole thing. Well, it fucking blew up, man.
Got big.
It got big. Like, the fucking local newspaper reached out to me and I asking me for a quote, and like,
how
thousands
did they get a hold
of people
of
fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
They messaged me on Facebook, and I was really worried that the guy writing the article, I was like, man, he doesn't know me. He's not going to know, like, you know, I don't want to come across as an idiot. And then
right.
I was, I basically just told him, like, look, I started the page for two reasons, the event for two reasons. One is I don't like this news page on Facebook, you know, accusing to be, you know, report the news, but then also use their platform to support a political, you know, event.
Very well said.
And then my second reason was, like, well, I don't know, we're kind of in a time of civil unrest and a global pandemic. Do you really think this is the appropriate way for people to be spending their time in a big group?
Right.
Like, there are literally, like, better, more constructive things people can do. Even if they want to support Trump, there's a way more constructive way they could be doing it.
Yeah.
Regardless of my opinion of Trump, there's a bunch of, like, and that was my big thing. Like, what is the goal? What are you trying to achieve?
Yeah.
What is the point? And, like, because if you look at every event description, it literally just told people, play music on your boat, shout USA or Trump 2020, and fly your flag. That's literally all it told people to do. Not once was there a direction of, like, hey, we're also going to raise money for this, or hey, we're also going to, you know, try to enact some policies that we think are important. Like,
it's just a rally. It's just a rally.
It was literally just a rally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's how you're spending your day. That's how you are rallying for this candidate. You're not actually doing anything. So once this thing blew up and, like, a few hundred people were like, hey, we're going to your fake event. And I was like, great. I should probably do something to make this seem a little more important. Kieran and I decided that, like, okay, for however many people, for every 1,000 people who say they're coming to an event, we'll donate, like, $50 to a charity. And
big move.
Yeah.
And 200,000 people said that they were not going to go to your event. And now there's a little issue with the mortgage.
Yeah, and it was, so we had to sell our house.
You know what? It's fucking worth it.
Fucking worth it, man. No. We capped it off at like 10,000 people. We're like, listen, like, we're happy to do this, but anything more than like $500, we're not going to be able to.
No. Right.
So I mean, it would have been a stretch to even think we could get 10,000 people to say they're going to go to this. But we got like 1,300 people saying they were going to, like, that RSVP to this event. So that's fucking cool. So I extended the event to last 5 more weeks, and over the next 5 weeks, we're going to donate $100 to a charity every week.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then, you know, encourage other people to also donate. Like, so today was day one of that. We donated $100 to the ACLU. And then on top of that, other people have donated. I think last time I looked, it was up to like $250.
It's great, man.
So, like, I mean, it's not huge, but it's fucking, but it's fucking something.
You're giving.
We did something by literally doing nothing.
Positivity.
Yet you
world.
Guys had this big fucking event just so you could blow the president, and nothing got accomplished.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything except say that you did it.
Yeah. They got to look at each other.
They got to look at each other. The same, like, that's what it is.
That's
because,
what
like,
it is.
The same way people rally behind Trump is the same way they rally behind, like, their favorite fucking NASCAR driver or their favorite football team or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's tailgating. It's, hey, getting together. It's getting to look at the other side and go, fuck those guys. Yeah. That's what it is. That's,
and it's probably a little bit of, like, you know what, man? We know this guy's getting his ass kicked right now. It's been a tough 4 years for him, but he's my guy.
Exactly.
It's comforting to see another guy. He's your guy too. All right. So now we have a team. It's like tribalism shit, you know?
Yeah,
they want to know that they're not alone in their shitty decisions.
Exactly. And I think it's so funny. There were hundreds of boats there. Everybody's acting like he's in trouble and he's down in the polls, but look at all these people. A few hundred boats is not that many people.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, right. I hate to break it to you, man, but it may be in your little world, this is everybody you know, but I think you need to open your doors a little bit and get out, because I'm telling you, most people don't like this guy.
A few hundred rich white people living on or spending their summer up on a lake in upstate New York, that's exactly who is behind this guy.
Somebody I know posted online, they're like, oh, we spent our weekend up at the lake. They didn't go to the thing, but and that was the thing that, I guess I don't care talking about it. The thing I got accused of by this guy on the internet is that since I work for a company that sells boats,
yeah,
I shouldn't be encouraging people to not go boating on the lake.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a fucking stretch, man. Yeah. If that's your issue, you've got some work to do, because like, if that's what you're going to use as your angle to come at me, that's kind of shitty. Like, that's the best you got, because never once did I say, don't go boating on the lake this weekend.
Yeah.
I said, this event that's happening is stupid. Don't go to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there were plenty of people up there on their boats that were like, fuck this thing. I just want to relax.
Yeah. Why is everybody freaking out? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
what is that noise?
Yeah. So I know somebody that was up at the lake, but just to the culture of the lake, it's a fucking like, it's people with money, man.
Yeah.
Like, not everybody. Don't get me wrong. There's people that have, like, old busted-up boats that are just there for a good time and shit. But, like...
Yeah, yeah. And they drag them up there, though. The people that have big boats and shit like that
exactly.
that are in that flotilla, they're docked up there. That's not cheap. That's
no.
several dollars per foot. That's dock space. That's people that have summer homes and camps up there
yeah.
that have generational waiting lists.
Exactly.
The beachfront property, you don't get.
Right.
I mean, those people are wealthy.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot. I mean, that's it.
And what I was going to say, though, is like, I know somebody that was up there and they were like, oh, I had a good time in the lake this weekend, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody commented saying like, oh, I didn't know you were up here or something like that. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have a camp up here. And I'm like, you don't have a fucking camp. Like, your lake house is nicer than my house.
Yeah.
Like, that's my point. Like, you're not camping. You're not up at the lake for your, like, in your cabin.
Right.
Like, no, you have a lake house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's this fucking beautiful, big-ass fucking mansion. Like.
Right. When you can set your phone to turn on the AC before you leave the house so that when you get to your camp, it's nice and cool,
yeah.
you're not camping.
You're not camping.
No.
No. If you were like, well, I got a fucking... clean out the...
Right. But there's always some shit. If you show up to camp with a small shovel, then you're camping.
Yeah, you're camping.
If it's like a 2-foot shovel, you're camping. There's no 2-foot shovel anywhere around you. You just live there, man.
Don't get me wrong. There are like houses on the lake that are like a camp. You know what
sure.
I mean? Sure. It's a fucking like...
Look them up on Zillow sometime.
Oh, yeah. They're there, man. But even those are still fucking...
Fuck yeah.
I can't just go buy one of those.
No.
And it's essentially a one-room fucking cabin.
Yeah.
So anybody up there with like a legitimate fucking house on the lake, I don't want to hear it, man.
My girlfriend's family has a house on the lake. It was like a three-season house for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just went all in. And it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
It's a ridiculous way to live. If you can do it, I highly suggest it.
Sure.
Anyway,
I'm not
that's
knocking
the,
anybody who
that's
does it.
That's the demographic of who's going to show support.
Sure.
And who's going to show support for this guy. Because those are the people that are doing well. But good for you for starting some shit, Sean.
It was fun.
Good for you for
I
making
was
a difference.
Little upset, you know, when the work thing happened because
yeah.
I had to talk to my boss and shit. And
yeah,
and they were cool. They were like, "Hey, we can't tell you what you can and can't say online, and you understand that you can't control what other people say."
Yeah,
and I was like, "You're absolutely right." Since then, I made sure all my shit was private. You know
Lock
what I mean?
Lock your shit down.
And, like,
when you
I
do
was
shit
little,
like this. You got to be a sniper.
That's the thing. I was a little upset with myself for having it be public in the first place. And so I think I was just more embarrassed than that. But I was like, but I mean, they were cool. I mean, I think they would be happy to know that, like, it's over now.
Yeah.
Essentially.
You
but
know
like,
what, dude?
It's so funny, like, the people commenting on our shit.
You're on the right side of history.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so funny, the people commenting on our shit afterwards. One guy commented in the group. I have it set up so I have to approve anybody who posts within the event. Because I was like, I'm not going to, this isn't a place for shit to go down.
Yeah.
We're just trying to, like, I was trying to make a fun little event. It started out exactly how I would, how, it was just people posting, like, things they'd rather be doing that day. And one people was like, I'm doing laundry all day. Like, it was, you know, shit like that. But, like, there was a lot of shit I didn't approve to go. Because, like, it was some people, it was some Trump supporters saying, like, who do you think you are? What do you think you're doing? I didn't approve it. But there were also other people. There were people on, you know, my side of the event that were like, oh, I think we need to boycott any business up there who supports this event. And I'm like, I'm not getting into that mess either. They can have people fucking eat in their restaurants. And you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I was trying to keep it fucking civil, but anybody could comment on other shit.
And no one knows that you did that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was waiting for people to message me and be like, why won't you let my comment? And I'm like, because I don't want shit going down. So anyway, we turned it into something positive. I renamed the event to We Did Nothing But For Charity. and now we're trying to donate some money to some.
Look that shit up on Facebook if you're hearing this and make a donation if you can. If you can. It's a tough time to
it's a hard time to ask for some money.
But and we've been there. But do it if you can, because it'll make a real difference. You know. Good. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting shit. I'm glad. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
You shit-starting son of a bitch.
Fuck everybody, man.
Fuck everybody.
I've definitely hit a point, though, where I'm like, there are people that, like, you know how, like, you're friends with certain people on social media just because, like, for, like, political reasons?
Sure.
And when I say political reasons, I mean, like, within your personal life.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is somebody I work with, so fuck yeah, I'll be Facebook friends. Like, I've given up on that shit completely. Like, no, I don't want to even be associated with you. So
nope.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't, as a rule, I don't listen
to
anybody.
You're really good. You don't post shit. You don't do it. I have a problem. And after this shit happened, and once everything's done with it, I think I'm done, man.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's like, impossible. When we went into phase three a couple of weeks ago, I was, the night that happened, it was like a Thursday, I think we went into phase three, right? So I was out on a bike ride, and the path that's in my neighborhood, it kind of comes into the neighborhood, and there's a bunch of bars that are in the area.
Right.
So I was on my bike, and I crested this hill, and I heard a fucking party going on, and there's a full on party going on at this restaurant, like a full on. Cars everywhere, a million people on their deck, a million cars, music, drinking, screaming, like it was a year ago. And it made me so fucking crazy. And then I went a little further and I looked down another bar, and that bar was packed and everybody was inside, and that made me crazy. And I stewed in it for a couple of days, and then the following week the exact same thing happened on a Thursday. And then this week, the exact same thing. So it must be like this Thursday. So to get back to the social media of it all, I noticed that everybody's just posting pictures. Like, it's just not a big deal. Like, we're right back. Like, there is nothing.
Everybody thinks it's fine.
It's everything. Everybody thinks it's fine, and how damaging that is, because.
But then they're going to bitch and moan when things
revert back down again.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I'm convinced.
And here's.
Come November, we're all going to be. But stuck in our houses again, except it's going to be fucking worse because it's going to be November.
Yeah. We got it in March last time, and that was bad enough, but we were like, well, it'll get nice in 4 weeks. November, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, November, December, January, February, March. 6 months of miserable upstate New York winter. Yeah, and look back at those pictures that you're posting on Facebook now, friends. Those pictures of you and those fucking morons that you're hugging, that you have got, you would just had to see, and you had to tell the same fucking story you've been telling for decades, and you had to hug them, and you had to listen to your shitty fucking music, and you had to do it, because that's where it's going to get us all.
Before.
Yes, that's where it's going to get us all.
Yeah.
Today I went, this is just to get us off of this, because I could rant about this for a month.
Of course.
And you have a succulent Chinese meal to eat.
I do.
I went to return some bottles today.
Are they open?
So, no. So I went to a beverage center.
Sorry, you got me really excited.
I went to a beverage center.
I got stacks on stacks.
Well, dude, there's a beverage center here that is accepting bottle returns.
Gotcha.
So I went there.
Uh-huh.
Walk in the door.
Did you ride your bike there?
No.
I just pictured you on your bike with a fucking garbage bag.
Yeah. Two little stewards
like fucking Santa
at steward
Claus.
Shops. Right. Right. truth be told, I probably have 50 garbage bags full of bottles in my garage.
Sure.
It's ludicrous. So anyway, so I go to this beverage. I call ahead. Hey, I got a shit ton of bottles. Are you guys taking them? Yep, absolutely. You know, but we're here till 6. Come in. Cool. Mm-hmm. So I load my car up with like 8 or 9 garbage bags full of bottles.
Nice.
Yeah. Go over there, because I'm not going to do it all to them. I'm not gonna like get 8 or 9 and then go back home again. And I'm not going to repeat the process 5 times.
No, dick move.
I'm going to do 8 or 9 bottles. We'll do it today, and then I'll come back in a day or two, whatever. So I walk in the door. There's this girl, this young girl, you know, probably 22, 23 years old. She's wearing a very, very long Young Thug t-shirt.
That's fun.
She has hysterically large headphones.
Okay.
Like hysterically large. Like right. I'm trying to think of like a video game character who also had large headphones. It seems like,
do you remember that Xbox game Jet Set Radio
that's
Future?
Exactly what I was thinking. That's okay. Exactly what I was thinking.
I got you.
So the girl walks out. I'm walking in, she's walking out. I have 2 bags of bottles with me. She looks at me. She stops dead in her tracks. She throws her head, chin straight up in the air. She looks over at the cashier and she goes, "Every fucking time." Now, I don't know this girl at all.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know this girl at all. I think she's a customer, because she's not wearing like a t-shirt
that says
the name of the company or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just keep walking.
Every fucking time.
So I keep walking. I go over to what I assume is the bottle return area. It's just in the back of this warehouse.
Uh-huh.
I stand there and this girl fucking walks over to me. And she goes, "How many bags do you have?" I go, "Do you work here?" She's like, "Yeah, how many bags?" I go, "I got a lot." And she's like, "Okay." And then she goes, "Ugh," and like drops her head. I go, "Is there a problem?" She goes, "Yeah, I was just about to go on break." I go, "Uh-huh."
And
she goes, "And now I have to do this." I go, "Mm-hmm.
Yep."
She goes, "And I have to do it all by hand, and I don't know if I have enough shopping carts for this." And I go, "Okay." And I'm just looking at her, and she's looking at me. And now we're in this weird moment, stalemate, right? And I go, "What do you want me to do?" And she goes, like it's a real question. She starts answering me like it's
right,
a real question.
Right, like you were actually, like you were being
what
serious.
What should I do?
Right.
Yeah.
Very simple.
She goes, you could take them to Walmart. Or, or you could come back later or tomorrow. And I I looked around like there was somebody watching me. Like, honest to God, my reaction was, I am totally the butt of a joke right now.
Like, is this really happening?
I was laughing so fucking hard. I was looking around and I go, "Oh, you're serious? Like, you want me to go to Walmart?" And she's like, "That would be super cool."
That would be super cool.
I'm like, okay. I go, "All right, I'll tell you what. I go, do these 2 bags. And then I'm going to go."
Uh-huh.
And she's like, "Awesome." But not like awesome, like get the fuck out of here. Like, you did me a solid, bro. And I'm fucking like, I can't believe what's happening. Like, I'm looking around like, holy shit. As she's tearing into the first bag and dumping it into this big fucking shopping cart or whatever, an old man comes in.
Sure.
Not giving a single fuck.
No.
I think he had a cigarette in his mouth.
That's great.
Comes in, he's got like 4 garbage bags. He just puts them on the floor and stands behind me. And she goes, "Fuck," like that, into the air. And then composes herself and looks at me and goes, "If you just want to go get yours, I'll do them." And I go, "Nah, I'm good." And she's like, "All right, cool." I just kept doing
like you guys were tight or something. She doesn't even realize that she's being a pain in the ass.
Did her a solid.
You guys are tight.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Can you imagine owning a small business and knowing that an employee of yours told a customer that to go to Walmart? That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah. I just have zero compassion for people.
Sure.
It's like every time I try, But, yeah, there's...
I'm dumbfounded. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, I guess I feel the same way you did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
I just didn't...
She just didn't give a fuck.
She just didn't give a fuck. Like, she had never had an experience, evidently, at work that didn't go in her direction.
Right.
Like...
Every fucking time.
Her whole... work experience at this beverage center had been great, except when she does, except every time she tries to go outside to smoke a cigarette.
Every time I try to take a break,
yeah,
this happens.
This happens. Otherwise, it's the best job I've ever had.
Like things that happen at your job happen.
Right. Right. Did you, I'm sorry, tell your boss, the guy who owns the building, maybe he should just lock the doors and turn the lights off so you can go smoke a fucking Newport 100
right
on the side of the building. And then when you come back in, because you're an integral part of this building, you're an integral part of the operation, you see.
Hmm.
So when you know, when you're
good.
It'll
fall apart without her.
It'll fucking fall apart without her. It'll fall apart without her. So I took my $10.75.
You're like, are you
the... and I left. And I went home.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done in that situation. Maybe just be like, are you the only one here?
And she wasn't. The guy behind the register was really cool. And the guy who owns it was in the fucking office behind him. And for a moment, for most moments while she was counting, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and make a big fucking scene here. Like,
you really thought about it?
This is fucking crazy, right? And then I thought, do I want to have an interaction with two more
right.
people
today? Do you want to add more people onto this?
I don't want to talk to anybody else today. Because if these two motherfuckers that I have to talk to, the cashier, to go, hey, go get Bill, and then Bill, if I had to talk to those two, if those two interactions didn't go exactly correct, I would have got arrested.
Sure.
I mean, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I got to the guy who owned it and I was like, and then she said go to Walmart, and he was like, well, she was going on break, I would have just fucking lost
right,
it.
Right, because what if he is a piece of shit? Because it's worth wondering.
Stands to reason.
The type of person who would hire someone that would feel comfortable just being like, fuck, in the middle.
Fuck.
Like, oh my God. I
who does that?
I've never had a job where my boss would have been cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Who would ever
who
be,
would
cool,
ever be
with that?
Cool with that?
Dude, chin to the sky. Fuck. Okay. Every fucking time. Yeah, that's my... So, my point here,
yes,
is that these are tough times.
Yeah.
And it's taken a lot to get me out into the world.
Proud of you.
Every time I've come out, I have had an unpleasant interaction with human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me...
I can't leave the house.
It's making me feel like I can't leave the house. It's making me feel like I'm not supposed to leave the house.
Even if I'm, like, literally not leaving my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to the store to get groceries and I'm doing, like, the delivery, like, the people in the parking lot will piss me off.
People in the parking lot.
I'll go to, like, Dunkin' Donuts drive through and I'll be like, I'm just going to get a coffee. I'm just going to be on my way. And then I'll get there and then person's, like, half-masking it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on. And I even take the extra step. I know most people don't wear their fucking mask in a drive through. I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a dick.
Sure.
Like... And I would imagine that the person in the other side of the window looks at me and goes, this person has their mask on. I should probably do the courteous thing and put mine on.
Yeah. Well, that's what you would think. But that's what a rational person would say. They would think, oh, he's doing that for me, and I'm going to do this for him.
Right.
But they don't think that way. They go, it's fucking hot in here. It's fucking hot. Do you work in a fucking Dunkin' Donuts kitchen, sir? Do you?
I love the posts that are like all these doctors. First of all, I haven't seen a single person I know that works in the medical field that has said, like, yeah, this is all bullshit. They've all said that it's like, yeah, you guys need to stop fucking around. And two, I love the posts where they're all like checking their oxygen meters.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And they're
all
like, I wore five masks at the same time today and worked an 8-hour shift, and I did not lose oxygen once.
Yeah, all set.
So stop telling people that you can't breathe.
Sir, my dog has anxiety.
Yeah.
I can't wear a mask because my dog has anxiety. That's what my fucking purple rubber fucking wristband is about. Everybody sucks. Everybody sucks. And the longer that they suck, Sean, the longer that we will have to live our lives.
Record El Fresco.
Record El Fresco. But you know, I'm choosing right now, as we chose this, mm-hmm. as we chose life, I'm choosing to look at this like a treat. It's a treat.
That's all you can do.
Look, people eat outside. It's rich man, poor man. Two types of people eat outside. Yep. Rich and the poor.
Yep.
And that's it. Two types of people take showers outdoors. The rich and the poor.
It's about choice.
Two types of people.
There are things you do out of obligation. Like, there are things that poor people do out of obligation that rich people do for fun.
Absolutely.
By choice.
Sure.
And that's the difference.
And that's what...
It's agricultural tourism.
I like it. Yeah.
There's people who spend good fucking money...
Rustic.
...to live on a fucking ranch for a week and work... And be like, wow, we're really salt of the earth. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to grill up a big fucking steak later. Well, we're not going to grill. I mean, the people who work here are. But I'm just saying. And then there are people who, like, this is my fucking job. I do this every day. Fuck you.
Yeah, that was my pets that we difference. Just grilled.
People will pay twice what that person makes in, absolutely. You know, a month to go there for a week. And fucking, that's what it is.
People pay $25 to throw hatchets at
I don't get that.
Logs in, like, cities.
So you feel the same way about hatchet throwing and axe throwing as I do about fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I you know, arguably...
Because the axe thing, I actually can wrap my head around.
If you told me it was $5 to come into a corrugated uh-huh. metal building and huck axes at a stump, sure. I go, yeah, okay. But when I am... When I am in the fucking back room of a window tint factory in, like, Colony, New York, and I paid $25 to be here for an hour for a fucking adult birthday party, you're out of your goddamn mind.
That's fair.
I mean, come on.
That's the same way I feel about the people who buy a shit ton of fireworks and then... But you're literally seeing your money go up in smoke.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You literally... Like, I don't... That's why I don't get it. Like, if fireworks were just free, I'd be like, well, that'd be fucking cool if we just launched that shit in the air.
Yeah.
But, like... I don't even know how much they cost. Are fireworks expensive?
Yeah, they're super expensive.
Are they?
Like those little, like, the little backyard fuckers.
Yeah.
That you were probably, not the ones you were hearing, but the ones that everybody else had.
Yeah.
I mean, you pay like 60, 70, 80 bucks
that's
for
insane.
Like a pack. Yeah, I mean, you get, you know.
Fuck that.
It's like a half an hour of fun.
And then you're always disappointed after.
Well,
you ever
yeah.
Go to like
I
a,
mean,
you ever go to a fireworks display and then people afterwards are going like, that was really fucking good.
Not here, not home.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
Like, everybody leaves going like, man, that could have been better. I wish that was longer. Oh, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
One time I was out on the road and we were in New Mexico. We had the driver stop at this fireworks barn. It was like this giant roadside thing. So we went there. I bought fireworks that came in a wooden crate. You know, everybody bought them.
Yeah, like you had to get a fucking crowbar out and cack.
100%.
Yeah. Hay in there.
We rented a Ford Expedition, and we drove from our hotel in downtown Albuquerque out into the desert, and we set up these fireworks, and they were straight up
okay,
can like mortar style fireworks. Now
I can see an appeal. I can wrap my head around that though.
We took ecstasy
because you're in the middle of nowhere.
We were in the middle of the desert.
You took. Well, I was gonna, you have to think they're taking precautions if you're taking ecstasy. But I'm just saying, like,
yes,
you had a goal. you were definitely not going to bother anybody.
No,
that's
maybe,
my point.
Maybe some coyotes,
sure,
some lizards. But other than that, no, good time. Now that was a good time. That was an event when you were done. You go, wow, that was. I actually have a videotape of it upstairs.
Oh,
now,
that's cool.
Yeah, the inverse of that is just dropping $70 on some essentially some sparklers and
right.
Watching them go.
And then just making sure, like, whatever kids are at the party aren't running in front of
take
them.
Take a step back, please. Take a step back. It's all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
you just, hey, honey, can you?
I'm just trying to do this.
Yeah, just would you let me?
Once a year, I want to do this.
I would be lying if I didn't. If I told you I didn't yell that in the last 24 hours. Can I just have one thing for me? I actually yelled that in the last 24 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Jay.
It's, you know, it's been tough, Sean. It's been tough. Follow Especially him. Not doing this every week with you where I can just come blow off some fucking steam. You know?
Well, thank you. That means a lot.
But we'll get back to it.
Yeah.
John, you've got
good.
You've got some Chinese food to eat.
Yeah, they've been texting me. They're like, where the fuck you at? And I'm like,
I can see the house from here.
I got shit to do. I got podcasts to record.
Listen, you have the shortest commute imaginable.
You texted me, and I think I was in here. I was here within 5 minutes.
I mean, you're...
Like, I was sitting in my basement when you texted me, and then I was here within 5 minutes.
I wasn't used to that. I texted you, and then I started doing something. And then I got the I'm here text. What, you're where?
Like, motherfucker, you're here? What do you mean you're here?
You're here. And I realized, like, this is essentially in your backyard.
Like, yeah, like, I live, like, right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how many blocks are we talking on? 3, 4?
Honestly? Well, no, actually, I live over there, technically.
Yeah.
How the fuck does this road work? You curve that way, and
it
then
just
it goes
that
way.
Yeah, and then you're going to take a left.
So I live, like, over here. Like, it's, like, 3 blocks.
Yeah.
They're Amsterdam city blocks, so they're big, but I mean
down the hill.
Yeah, I'll be home in 2 minutes.
You will literally be home in 2 minutes.
Yeah, but Jay, thank you. I was really excited when you told me you wanted to do this.
Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll do it again. We'll get back into a pattern. We'll get back into.
And I like this outside thing.
It's nice, man.
I mean, it's only July. I mean, we got a few months of this.
We got fucking 3 months of it. And by then, fucking Tony Fauci's going to come out with some fucking vaccine. They're going to be fucking hitting hillbillies with it with blow darts from the tree line. You know? We're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going to put that shit in the Walmart ventilators.
That's all they got to do.
Ventilation system.
The
Mountain Dew. Just going to... Yeah.
Put it in the dew. What? Dr. Fauci, will you put it in the dew? Tony Fauci's not fucking around.
But Trump did announce today that they are taking steps to leave WHO. The World Health Organization.
That's good.
That's great. Yeah, because that's what the U.S. needs to do, is leave the World Health Organization.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know?
Are my taxes going to go down?
Yeah. Swamp's drained.
Yeah, right. They drained that shit, right? Anyway, hey.
Hey.
I'm really happy to see you.
Happy to see you too, buddy. We'll do it again.